Attorney General Pam Bondi is launching her re-election campaign on the airwaves. Her first TV ad is called Streets and shows a serious-looking Bondi touting her accomplishments during her first term in office. One of those is a claim that she has closed down all of the state's so-called pill mills. Those are the rampant cases of prescription drug abuse by Florida doctors.
With our amazing law enforcement, we closed down the pill mills. Of the top 100 oxycodone dispensing doctors in this country, 98 of them lived in Florida. Today, there are none.
Pam Bondi, our Attorney General.
To take a look at that claim, we're talking with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, what's up with Pam Bondi's claim of taking out all the state's pill mills? True or not so true?
Well, in this case, we put it to the truth meter and we rated this statement mostly true. What we need to keep in mind here is that this 98 out of the top 100 oxycodone dispensing doctors is part of a DEA statistic. And you have to pay attention to how that's worded. Oxycodone dispensing doctors. The law, in fact, that allowed doctors to dispense oxycodone, and these pill mills, of course, were that the doctors would prescribe it and then sell the pills themselves out of pharmacies that they owned. It was a really big problem in Broward County. At one point, there were more pain clinics than McDonald's. The law changed in 2011 after Attorney General Pam Bondi was elected and after Rick Scott was elected, and it received wide bipartisan support that strengthened those laws and kept doctors from being able to just buy all this and dispense it. And when we looked at this, the DEA said, well, first of all, it wasn't 98, and that number 98 has been used quite a bit. DEA said it was actually 90. 90 of the top 100 oxycodone dispensing doctors. That's dispensing. Now, they're not allowed to dispense. They can purchase, some can purchase, but they are not allowed to dispense it anymore. So while her numbers are off a little bit, the gist is what she's saying. Doctors that are dispensing oxycodone, well, that's not the case anymore. So we called it mostly true.
So we're talking basically semantics here. They can prescribe it, but not dispense the oxycodone.
Right. And there have been reports that prescription drug deaths have gone down. But the DEA themselves said the list itself doesn't really mean anything. It kind of implies that all these pill mill doctors are gone. Pill mills as we know them are gone, but it's not necessarily an indication that abuse is down.
Okay, Josh. Next up, we return to the back-and-forth accusations hitting the airwaves between Governor Scott and Democratic challenger Charlie Crist. In his latest ad, Crist is claiming that, quote, when Rick Scott cut education by over $1 billion, thousands lost their jobs, class sizes went up, our kids paid the price. Why did he do it? To pay for millions in handouts to big corporations. Tax cuts here, budget cuts there, thousands of teaching jobs gone. Josh Gillen, did Rick Scott cut education to pay for tax breaks?
Well, in this case, we rated this statement mostly false. And there's actually a lot of parts here, but we can go over them fairly quickly. It is true that when Rick Scott came into office, he and the legislature worked to cut $1.3 billion out of the education budget. And that's as the state tried to recover from the recession. But education spending's gone up since then. And as far as teacher layoffs, well, the state doesn't necessarily keep a statewide number of teachers who lost their jobs through layoffs. The Crist campaign gave us some kind of anecdotal evidence for both of those, class sizes and teacher layoffs. There were a lot of layoffs. A lot of those teachers got their jobs back. The last number we found was statewide, about 1,400 of those teachers. A lot of them are employed again. And as far as class sizes are concerned, well, it seemed to have crept up about one percentage point. But class size is state law, and it's not tied to funding. So when we just go up maybe one percentage point of that, there's no telling what exactly did that. Now, as far as whether that went to pay for tax cuts, we've ruled on that before. We found it half true that Rick Scott did, in fact, cut a lot of the budget, but that it, whether or not it went to corporations, we can't prove that. But when we put all this together, actually, class sizes are much smaller now than when Charlie Crist left office. So when we put it all together, we called it mostly false.
And a lot of this happened, I believe, in 2011, so the situation has pretty much improved since then, right?
Oh, yes. The budget has been increasing steadily, and he's quite sure to tell you about that in his campaign commercials.
All right. Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for helping us cut through the fog of election ads.
No problem, as long as PolitiFact can help you see your way.